Stand by. You're about to go on the air. You have 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. You're on. Ta-da-da-da, ta-da-da-da. Hello, Florence, baby doll. Hello there, Dolly. How are you, Dolly? This comes your Carly calling you. Om-a-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot-doot. Hello there, honey bunny. This is a special release going to Florence Williams at Boulder, Colorado. Florence, the wife of Carl. Florence, the sweetheart of the whole of the Foreign Service. But the wife of Carl. Florence, the nicest gal in all the world, and the wife of Carl. Florence, the prettiest little girl that ever lived on Moorhead Avenue, and the wife of Carly. And the gal that's anticipating Carly's coming home. Oh boy, and old Carly anticipating Carly's coming home. And Cindy anticipating. And everybody glad Carly's leaving Vietnam and Quan Nai. And everybody sad too. Nobody wants me to leave. The Vietnamese all want me to stay. But I've had it. It's hot. It must have got around 98 today. And it's hot. And I got the heat rash all over my back. And it's hot, hot. Hot. And the husband of Carly, the husband of Florence, is suffering a little bit. Now, my sufferings aren't too serious, though, except that I haven't been able to write my baby a note here in the past 4 or 5 days. And I have to tell her why. Are you ready? I'll give you a brand new reason why. I give you new excuses, honey. I'm thinking them up fast. But last night, the ambassador from the United States that runs this whole country, Ambassador Colby, slept in my bed, my own bed, and I had to give up my bed for the ambassador. Who came up this way for some God only knows reason? I don't know. He talked to the PSA. And I didn't, of course, he didn't ask my opinion or anything, but they just went about their own business. However, I give up my bed and he slept in it and he thanked me this morning and I said, that's all right. I'm going to put a big sign up here. Ambassador Colby slept here. And I'm sure that everybody in the country will want to come and feel my bed. So the reason I didn't write last night, because we had a very important person come in, and I couldn't get into my room. Now let's go on to the night before. The night before, we had about 13 people for dinner. And I never did get out. I couldn't get away until it was 10:30, 11, real late. And the night before, something happened. But tonight, I got you all to myself. We're going to have a little tete-a-tete right here. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do in the next 3 or 4 days. You might not get a letter from me for, I don't know, maybe another long jaunt. But anyway, I'm going to try and get on an airplane tomorrow and head for Saigon. And I've got to go down there and see if I can find a job so I can come back and stay in the Foreign Service. If I can't find a job, oh, shoot. I hope that you can hear better. Now, I just discovered that I had been running on stereo. So if this sounds any better than the was before, you know I'm on the mono. And I had the stereo before, but I think you can hear just as well on stereo as you can on the mono, as long as I got a clean tape. I hope so. If not, you'll have to run this tape down that far and you'll miss all the beauty of what I just said when I had my introduction. Well, it was no beauty. It was just one of those things. Just something that I do to amuse the little girl. Let's see, I'm heading for Saigon. And I'm going down there and I'm going to say, boys, here comes old Williams. You got a job for him? If you got a job for him, fine. If you don't have a job for him, well, won't you stop and reconsider? But don't stop looking for a job for me. Me, 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 me. And I think what I'll do is put in for a safe haven for my baby in Manila Billa. And if I got a job to come back to, and then we'll see what happens. Then we'll see what happens. Because I want to come back to this here post. No, 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 no. Well, anyway, between all this excitement, between all the short time attitude I'm getting, and between trying to get my work done, and the heat, and the running around, times are passing every day. Here it is, the 14th, soon it'll be the 15th, half of this month will be gone. Pretty soon I'll just have 30 days to go, I guess. Well, and now, let me see. Florence, I received one letter from you the first of the week and one letter from you this end of this week. One letter you wrote a week ago today, and you said it was raining. It rained real hard. And you said your dog didn't want to go outside. And you said your sump pump was working real good. Real good. And you said you loved me. And I was very happy to hear that. Because I told you I'm getting a little bit Asiatic, kind of goofy. But get a little rise every once in a while when you tell me that you love me like you used to do. I told you, I think, that I bought a big old tape recorder and a couple of speakers, and they should be home some of these days. You might be getting a package or two. Now, I've also sent home yesterday another package with a lot of stuff in it, and I hope it gets there in one piece. I sent you the hats, the 10 hats. Banop went out and bought them, and she sewed little things in them to put your chin straps through. And she only could get 5 chin straps that are velvet straps that the Vietnamese ladies use. And so you'll have to make your own chin straps. You can make them out of anything, I guess. But those velvet things are the kind of style are here. Then I sent a doll, a little Japanese doll and a thing, and a Korean doll that the Koreans gave me for Christmas. And I sent the gift that a boy gave me that was a screen, a lacquer screen that, like you have, and a little lacquer and mother of pearl dish. And I sent a 20 millimeter rocket head that found loping around. It's been emptied and no powder in it. And I guess so. I sent a Montagnard, an example of a Montagnard house. I hope it's not broken up. But a whole box of stuff that I wanted to send to get back there. Now, I've got to start packing some clothes and mailing them away, I guess. I can't go around carrying all this stuff. And I guess, I don't know what all, I better buy a lot of stuff. I'm going to sell this tape recorder I'm working on. I offered it to a guy for $200, and I hope he don't come down here and get it, because I can sell it for $300. I don't know why I do these things, but anyway, I always get involved. If a guy's a friend, I'll do a lot for him that I don't do otherwise. So I won't have to lug this tape deck home. This is a big one.